A devotion for Monday of Holy Week, a sign of stumbling. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 22 and 23. What kind of rescuer did God send to save us? Someone strong? Or someone weak? God's plan was to send someone strong and weak, someone who would be both the mighty Messiah of Psalm 2 and the suffering servant of Isaiah 53. He sent Jesus. The Jews of Jesus' day wanted only a strong rescuer, and they wanted to see signs of his power. Although Jesus did many miraculous signs, they demanded more. Instead of accommodating them, Jesus followed God's plan all the way to Golgotha, where he died in weakness on a cross. That settled it for the Jews. They had no use for a crucified Messiah. They might have given more thought to their own history and scriptures. Wasn't Israel a nation of helpless slaves when God brought them out of Egypt? Didn't God reduce Gideon's army to a feeble force of 300 in order to win a stunning victory? Wasn't David a fugitive persecuted by Saul before God raised him to the throne? What about the prophecy that God would not abandon his faithful one to stay among the dead? In all these ways, God was showing how he turns weakness and even death into victory and life. Still, many of the Jews stumbled by rejecting Christ crucified. Let's take a warning from that, for we are exposed to similar temptations. When we see the gospel rejected by Islamists and Buddhists and atheists, or when we see friends and relatives who once professed faith in Jesus turn their backs on him, it is easy to think, our message seems so weak. Wouldn't Christianity be more successful if we could do miracles to convince others? That's the kind of power we need. But God tells us the gospel itself is the power by which he saves us, and that if people refuse to listen to his word, they won't believe even if they see someone rise from the dead. We may also want to say, God, I could serve you better if you made me richer, healthier, and happier. But then we remember Paul's prayer for the removal of the thorn in his flesh and the Lord's answer. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. We pray, Father, keep us from stumbling when we fear weakness, and show us the power of salvation in Christ crucified. Amen.